Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I want to segue from what Mike and I were chatting about, and I got to tell you, Mike's right on in what he's saying, and you know how I feel about this. I've been talking about this for the last 2 or 3 years, but I want to segue into what our president is trying to do, Donald Trump. I think that he is simply trying to get us back to basics, and I think that's the only thing that will save this country. Globalism is definitely not going to save this country, and that seems to be what everybody else wants, but I don't think it's going to work in this point. First of all, Mike, give me your opinion on Trump, would you?
Sure. I think Trump is doing a very good job in almost all areas. He tweets too much for most people. They don't like it. He is apparently has a philosophy of when he's hit, he hits back. And most people like the notion of just when you get hit as a president, you just shut up and turn the other cheek. That did not work for George W. Bush, by the way. He got badly damaged because he kept turning the other cheek until he was down to about 35% in the polls. But I think he's done a very good job. I think he wants to stop this illegal immigration. I think it's very difficult for him to do it. Obviously, he hadn't been able to do it at all. The current threat to Mexico on the tariffs, I think, is being. I think that will work, by the way, because I think Mexico can't afford tariffs. So I would say I'm going to give him high grades for almost everything he's tried to do in terms of fighting terrorism. Keeping Iran in check, helping Israel, getting the tax cuts through in the economy. I have no complaint.
What do you think about what he's trying to do with Israel, Mike?
Well, I think he's working very hard to get some kind of, he's got his son-in-law working over there trying to get some kind of a peace between those two nations, Israel and Palestine. That's a can of worms. They had it solved at one time when Clinton was president, and the Palestinians turned it down, even though they were given everything they wanted.
Yeah,
so
you've
got to ask yourself, do they really want an answer?
I don't disagree at all with that. You know, it's funny. I read something interesting yesterday, or maybe it was a day. I guess no, it was yesterday, actually, in the paper. Seattle Times, you know, the paper to hundreds of thousands of homeless people. Having said that, let me just say that they chastised Donald Trump for saying that, in his opinion, the mayor of London was a stone-cold fool. Loser, I believe, is a word that he used.
Right,
you know,
right.
And you know, the Dems, the progressives, whatever, just went nuts. How can the president of the United States possibly say something like that about the mayor of London, who happens to be Islamic, by the way? It's my understanding, and you may even know the numbers better than I do, but I think the Islamic folks are literally in the process of taking over the British Isles right now. Any comment on that?
I think that's true. I think it'll work this way. They get a majority, or not a majority, I'm sorry, they get enough for a coalition so that they can impact, they and somebody else can be a majority. And that's going across through Europe now with all the immigration. And they will take over institutions first, and then they will eventually get control of governments. Why would an Islamic man be the mayor of London? I mean, just ask yourself. They've got to have enough votes to make that happen. So, I believe Europe, I think, is largely, well, I would say it's going to be an Islamic nation.
Give me a period of time, Michael.
Oh, I think it's going to take probably 25 years before they get enough power. And as I say, you don't have to have a majority. They have to have enough to join with another group to be a majority coalition, and then they've got power. So It'll take probably 20 or 25 years before they get enough people to make that happen. But they'll do it just like they do in Minneapolis. They brought these Somalis over there, and now they've got a representative in Congress from that district. And she's tearing up the fabric of America with her comments, as I'm sure you've heard.
Sure.
But that's the way it'll be done, little by little by little.
Well, they're not stupid people. There's no question about that. I mean, it's interesting, you know, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, et cetera, they're all part of what I would call the Abrahamic covenant. But having said that, I think what's interesting is the fact that we got a president right now. We have a president right now who I think sees the writing on the wall. He's not sophisticated in the sense that he is a Jersey brawler, but he's pretty well self-made. I mean, a lot of people have said, well, he became a millionaire because he had a huge nest egg that was given to him by his father. Well, the fact of the matter is, he took that nest egg and turned himself into one of the richest, most influential people in the world. He's not stupid, and he tells it like it is. And I really wonder, you know, I was chatting with David Horowitz last week, and you mentioned you'd read a lot of David's books. But David feels, as I do, that if the Democrats, and I'm going to call them socialistic Democrats, happen to get into the executive branch in 2020, I think this country is going to be in very serious trouble. And I pray to God, Michael, honest to God, I hope that people like you and I can put Donald Trump back in the White House. Give me some comments.
Well, I think he will be put back in the White House. I don't think there's anybody out there right now who threatens him. I just think I do want to make a statement here. I don't want to condemn all Islamists by any means. It's the radical faction. And that's the concern. And I think they hold enough power that they keep the middle of the roaders quiet. And you know, to some degree, I can understand that. Something may happen pretty bad to you and your family if you speak up. So there's a good reason to be quiet about it. But I think, speaking of Trump, I think he probably will be put back in. Speaking of the mayor of London, I was an advisor to Bob Straub when he was governor of Oregon. And if it had come up to me, I would have said, Governor Straub, I would not comment on what the mayor of London said, you know. Just keep it quiet. He's too small a fish to mess with. But Trump goes his own way. I can't imagine his advisors suggested he do that.
I personally don't think that Donald Trump really listens particularly strongly to his advisors. Let me ask you one last question, Mike. We got about 2 minutes left here. My question is, he seemed to not be able to hold his staff together. Is that a negative comment on him, or is that a positive comment on him, him being Trump?
You know, that's hard to say. All presidents have a lot of staff turnover. I mean, if you could imagine the amount of stress and the work involved being on that staff,
yeah,
you get ground up. I mean, a year of that is about a lot. So I think people are ready to leave after a short period of time, and oftentimes they get at odds with the president, you know, because they're men of strong or women of strong opinion, and so is he. Remember, he's only put people on there who've had business experience. 80% of his staff has had corporate experience.
Right.
9% of Obama's staff was corporate experience. That's a huge difference.
Well, there's a huge difference, obviously, between former President Obama and President Donald Trump. There's a huge difference. On the one hand, you had what I would call a closet socialist, perhaps even a closet communist. And on the other hand, you've got a very forthright, very bold individual who I really do think is looking out for the U.S. of A. Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you I'm going to get Mr. H back on the show here. He's a good guy. He's fun to talk to. Let me know what you think about his opinions. See you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.